Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
New year.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
New president.
We have to get back to a great country.
And new news.
When it's new.
I hear it on the sky first.
This year, open up your shiny brand news day.
We made history for a reason.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Hour number two of our get together. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is 7:07. One of your top stories, Pete Hegseth yesterday in confirmation hearings. Wow. Some of the kooky lefties, man, they were. Woo! And now we've got some sound. We'll jump into that in just a little bit. Marco Rubio up today. Several of folks. So we'll see how that goes. But, the Democrats, of course, are to try to obstruct and do whatever they can. In fact, that was practically a throwdown fight. This wasn't even part of that. This was a House Oversight Committee. Yeah. And this was, lawmakers meet and do the whole oversight thing. Well, apparently, Representative Nancy Mace, the Republican out of South Carolina, challenged Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett, a Democrat out of Texas, to a fight.
Oh, yeah.
She literally said, you want to take it outside?
Uh-huh.
We can do that. And in case you're not familiar, Nancy Mace is the pasty white girl from South Carolina, and Jasmine Crockett is a black woman from Texas. But apparently the squabble was sparked when Crockett said, child, listen.
Yeah, that
child,
that did it.
Listen.
And then it was on.
That's when the fight started.
I am not a child. You want to take it outside?
It was a back and forth about civil rights, women's rights, transgender rights. Somebody's campaign coffers are struggling right now. So she's going to keep saying trans, trans, trans so that people will feel threatened. And child, listen. That's what Crockett said. And that's what Mace.
Yep.
I'm no child. Do not call me a child. I'm no child. Don't even start, Mace said. I'm a grown woman. I'm 47 years old. I've broken more glass ceilings than you ever have. And you will not do that. I'm not a child. If you want to take it outside, we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Maybe that's what we need in D.C.
Wow.
Maybe that,
Yeah.
Maybe they need to be throwing shoes at each other. Yeah.
They could, put up a ring somewhere in the Capitol, and when it gets really hot and heavy.
In this corner, Nancy Mace, 47 years old. Definitely not a child. And apparently, I don't know how much truth this is, but I heard somebody, I don't know if they were joking or what, but Nancy Mace at one time in her younger life worked at a Waffle House.
Ooh, okay.
And basically the point was made is that you were serving in the Waffle House. It's just you, usually maybe, and a few other ladies, maybe a cook or somebody in there, but you're dealing with a bunch of drunks at 2 a.m. You ain't no pushover. I think it was the point they were trying to make.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, devolving. Speaking of devolving.
By the way, she actually celebrated, this is going back 2020, she celebrated her victory at a Waffle House where she worked as a teen.
There you go.
It's the fact.
So it is true.
It has been fact-checked officially, but I'm a fact-checker. So there you go. Mm-hmm.
Order up those hash browns. They are so good. All right. Let's give the folks a little taste of what they may have missed yesterday in the Senate confirmation hearing for Pete Hegseth. We start things off with Senator Gillibrand.
You said in your statement you don't want politics in the DOD. Everything you've said in these public statements is politics. I don't want women. I don't want moms. What's wrong with a mom, by the way? Once you have babies, you therefore are no longer able to be lethal.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military. I respect every single female service member that has put on the uniform, past and present. My critiques, Senator, recently and in the past, and from personal experience, have been instances where I've seen standards lowered.
Are you saying you had some kind of experience on the battlefield that may or may not have involved women in combat roles? Yes, Senator, actually. But see, that's not what they asked.
No,
they didn't want to know that.
No.
They didn't ever really want any answers for their questions. Mm-hmm. It's the dog and pony show, except really the dogs were these yappy Democrats. Now, if she could, you know, string a sentence together, here's the Hirano nutbag out of Hawaii.
Would you use our military to take over Greenland or an ally of Denmark?
Senator, one of the things that President Trump is so good at is never strategically tipping his hand. And so I would never in this public forum give one way or another what orders the president would give me in any context.
That sounds to me that you would contemplate carrying out such an order to basically invade Greenland.
She is so elementary. She's the same one. She also went down the road, are you going to come to work drunk? And because he was like discussing it, you're not answering the question. I'm going to move on.
But if you think of it in terms of your constituency and supposed to be mm-hmm. a senator, that is supposed to be not the House where ideas, say, really come from. You're supposed to be the seasoned folks that have been around for a while. And you take things a little bit slowly and you take careful looks and considerations at things. And really, which one of her constituents called her and mm-hmm. said, Ms. Senator, I'm very, very concerned about the possible attack pending on Greenland. Mm-hmm. Do you think such a call has occurred anywhere to anybody? Absolutely not.
No.
So again,
no.
The whole preface, the whole beginning of it is, well, it just makes them look completely out of touch. Mm-hmm. And then there's Tim Kaine, who... He always looks like he's a little unbalanced.
Many of your work colleagues have said that you show up for work under the influence of alcohol or drunk. I know you've denied that, but you would agree with me, right, that if that was the case, that would be disqualifying for somebody to be Secretary of Defense.
Senator, those are all anonymous false claims, and the totality
They're not anonymous.
The letters on the record here.
They're not anonymous.
On the record, people
we've seen records with names attached to them.
Senator Kaine, or I guess I better use the senator from Virginia, starts bringing up the fact that what if you showed up drunk to your job? How many senators have showed up drunk to vote at night?
Whoops.
Have any of you guys asked them to step down and resign from their job?
Mm-mm.
And don't tell me you haven't seen it, because I know you have.
Yep. So there you have it. Oh, and by the way, Tim Kaine, he was referring to somebody who did write something, who was identified. In other words, it wasn't anonymous. That was the argument. However, I read deeper into that and found out that the person who made the statement says, yes, I said it. I believe it. However, if asked,
yeah,
I'll deny.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
In other words, how do you even know that they're a person of a certain character when they say, yeah, I said it. I admit to saying it because it was reported. His name got out there.
Right.
But he said, if asked about it, I'll deny it. So you just have to discount or get rid of that whole thing. Oh, and this crazy Duckworth woman. Oh my gosh. Listen to her.
I don't want a long answer. Yes or no. Have you led an audit of any organization of which you were in charge?
Senator, in both of the organizations I ran, we were always completely fiscally responsible.
Yes or no, did you lead an audit?
And the way
yes or no, did you lead an audit? Yes or no?
Completely
mischaracterized. What are you afraid of? You can't answer this question. Yes or no, did you lead an audit? Do you not know this answer?
Senator, every part of my leadership of these organizations.
You're going to be the head of Department of Defense. You have an $850 billion budget, Pete. We want to know. I mean, you're at least a CPA, right? I mean, who's going to do the books? Oh, you've got people for that?
Wow.
What about any other areas that you might be lacking experience or expertise? You what? You're going to hire a staff of people who do have a level of expertise in any one particular area that you may need some help and guidance in? Wow, think about that. So, do they want Pete Hegseth to be a dictator of the DOD, or is he going to have teammates around him to make the whole thing better? And it won't be hard to make the whole thing better than the leadership that's there now. 7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up next, what's bugging you? A chance for you to call in, get it off your chest, air it out, whatever the case may be. And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. Call in now. What's bugging you? 877-975-9825.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Yeah, where do we go? What's the direction?
They're ticking me off.
Turning up the heat.
They're determined to turn us into another Russia.
Tell us what to do.
This is your time
to let off some steam.
You know, what do we do? The common man.
What's bugging you?
We won't give up.
Yeah, you.
The whole administration is a bunch of loony tunes.
What's bugging you? Call now on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. Stay warm, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it's a happy hump day, Trump Day. Welcome to it. Time now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. All right, call in now. 877-975-9825. Good morning, Kay. What's bugging you?
Where the senator was grilling Pete about the audit. Well, how many times has a defense been audited themselves and has failed?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was trying to make a point that an organization he was part of basically ran out of money. The funding dried up. But she wasn't going to give him a chance to say how and why that occurred. And there were many letters that were introduced in these different organizations that he was a part of, and they were all glowing letters about him and his performance in those particular areas. But yeah, I'm the guy that, $850 billion, I'm going to go through an audit for all that.
Right.
Yeah, you kind of have people for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hopefully he's not going to be out there having to clean the tanks and all that, too.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Touch up paint,
Let's go. Tony, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. I haven't called in a while because I got a lot going on, and I'm going to share that later. But what's bugging me is the left. The left acts like that it's still relevant, and people really care what they think. I don't care if it's the man on the street or those clowns up there in D.C. like Hez said yesterday. Well, I got a news for you. That big red map, can you hear us now? Because we're sick of the idiocy, we're sick of the stupidity, and we're sick of seeing our country go down. We're sick of you bending over backwards for people that hate our country and want to replace us. Americans are white, black, whatever, but it's the heart of the American spirit. It's life and liberty, and we're going to make this country great again on January 20th, whether you like it or not. So either lead, follow, or get out of the damn way. Thanks.
No, you're welcome.
Oh, yeah.
877-975-9825. Yeah, we're tired of you putting America last. We'd like to be Americans first. Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, what's bugging me is it dawns on me that I feel like future President Trump is unknowledgeable or unwilling to actually do what's necessary to fight inflation. I think he's still a mostly big government guy, and he has this penchant on lowering interest rates. And when you lower interest rates, we actually, as property owners in Florida, we want our property values to go down so that our property taxes go down, assuming we're not selling our homes. So I just think he's talking a big game on fighting inflation, but I really don't think he's knowledgeable about how to actually push down inflation, and that bugs me.
Yeah, well, what you do is you eliminate some of the things that make being in business expensive, and they can pass some of those savings along to the consumers. That's a part of it. And you also have to remember, he might want interest rates to go down, and I think a lot of Americans do, but he doesn't control that. That's why you have the Federal Reserve. So the Fed is going to set the rate. Now, certainly as a bully pulpit and can try to push and cajole and what have you, but he didn't control that. And I think his idea is, expand the economy overall. And if you have, more competition, less regulations, the consumers are going to benefit from that in lower prices, and that could help to reverse the trend of inflation. Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Good morning. I'm sorry. I've got two today. So, I'm sorry. Governor McKay, Buddy McKay. I'm sorry. He was president or governor for like 3 weeks. Why do we keep calling him the governor of McKay? Our governor of Florida. And yes, we need to celebrate his life because, okay. But what happens, let's say, if something, God forbid, happens to Biden today? Are we going to go ahead and celebrate the life of President Kamala Harris. No, I'm sorry. You cannot be celebrated for a couple of weeks. And in regards to these confirmation hearings, is everybody doing a confirmation at the same time, and only the, like Pete Hegseth and maybe Pam Bondi and Kennedy, are those going to be the only ones that we actually hear about? Because all of the other senators, all the other committees are going through the confirmation hearings for all of the other picks, because how is Trump going to have his cabinet together on Monday?
No, that's a good question. I'm not sure exactly what the nomenclature is there, but these high-profile positions, yeah, those are the ones that undergo the Senate scrutiny. Many of those are obviously televised and on the air. And then from there, those people will get their people together, and they don't have to undergo that same kind of process. So, yeah, it's pushing. It seems like it's pushing the timeline, but they want to get this done the sooner the better. But I don't know exactly the exact answer to your question.
But what a contrast to the last time when, for months, there was a lot of positions. He was still dealing with, what, Obama's people in office? Because they weren't in this position the way they are right now, getting this done, knowing who they wanted those positions, and making it happen.
They want to try to hit the ground running, so yeah, to speak. They're not going to have a huge head start, obviously. We're only a few days away from inauguration. But, you know, the more they can do before that happens, the better. And then when you say hit the ground running, you know this administration is ready, will be ready to go for sure. 7:28 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Was she a witness to the near brawl that took place between a couple of congresswomen? We'll ask her about that and a whole lot more coming up on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Inauguration Day.
We made history.
Trump.
On day one, I will terminate every single open border policy.
A historic new America.
Drill, baby, drill.
Happens on The Sky.
And we will immediately begin a brand new Trump economic boom.
A new way.
Great country with low taxes and strong military.
This.
We have a window of opportunity.
Is.
And we've got to be ready to govern.
It.
And we've got to be ready to lead.
News Talk 97.3.
We're going to turn this country around so fast.
The Sky.
The Sky.
Clarity.
We have to follow the facts where it may lead.
Credibility.
News of the day.
What we want is the facts.
And conversation.
What everyone should be talking about, what you're talking about.
Hear about it first.
We made history.
Talk about it now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Happy hump day, Trump day. Yeah, baby. Only a few more days, man. We're going to make it. Today's the 15th. Inauguration on the 20th. Party!
So close.
Party like it's 1981. Ronald Reagan's first term.
Mm.
Yeah, I know. That's the Wayback Machine.
It is, but hey, good times.
But I was five, and I was really following things.
Right.
It might have been a little older.
Wow. Math was never really your thing, was it?
There were a lot of things that weren't my thing, but yet, here I am.
Here you are.
And you know?
Yeah.
You know why?
Why's that?
The Lord has blessed me.
Mm-hmm. Despite yourself.
He calls the unqualified.
Yeah.
Hey, let me take this dummy Big Mouth, and I'll make a compelling talk host out of him. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. And thanks to TV Land. Everything on TV helped to educate
me. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
By the way, it is 7:35, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Coming up in just a little bit, Congresswoman Kat Kamick is going to join us.
Mm-hmm.
Was she there at the steel cage match between Nancy Mace and Jasmine Crockett when they had a little exchange? So Crockett is a black woman from Texas. Nancy Mace is a white woman from South Carolina. Color has nothing to do with the situation other than the kind of vernacular and word structure that Ms. Crockett used.
Mm-hmm.
You know, said, "Child, listen." And that did not play well with Nancy Mace.
Not so much, no.
She said, "I'm 47 years old. I'm a grown woman. I've broken more glass ceilings than you ever have. I'm not a child. If you want to take it outside, we can do that. If you want to take it outside, Yeah. She didn't add anything else in there.
It wasn't necessary. I don't think.
Yeah. No.
We knew what she meant. Yeah.
The other two talked over each other as House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer attempted to control the chaos as he slammed his gavel. Order, order, order. Members could be heard saying. Crockett later attacked Republicans, accusing them of going after the most vulnerable in our country.
What?
This is the trans thing. People ain't going nowhere. By the very term, trans means movement. It actually means that. They're not going anywhere. Yes, they are. That's why they're called trans.
Wow.
Anyway, she said, just like when the racists wanted to make sure that black people somehow were going to be dismissed in this country, we ain't left either.
Nice English. I know. At least sounds educated.
Well, look, let's go with content of character, not with urbanization of language.
Right.
I don't have a problem with that. It can be a measuring stick for intellect. It can be.
Yeah.
But you could also be wrong. Some people didn't try as hard in that area, but very well could be gifted in other areas.
That's true.
So, and she got a law degree. Know that. She went to University of Houston. Yeah. Passed the bar. I mean, I think she passed the bar. She got a law degree for sure. Anyway. Yeah. You can't use that kind of terminology and expect people to be okay with it. In other words, you are relying on the color of your skin to try to get away with certain behavior. And you were called out on it. And now, maybe you're a little embarrassed and defensive about it. And you should be embarrassed about it, but not defensive. If anything, maybe be apologetic. Yeah, the term child did not apply clearly in this case. And it's my use of that term that was a little bit awkward and not applicable to that conversation. She could easily do that and make amends, but here we are.
Mm-hmm.
On Tuesday, MSNBC's Deadline Network contributor, former Republican Congressman David Jolly, said that this guy is not a friend of Republicans, by the way. I don't know if you're aware of that. Let me put it to you this way. He's a Trump hater. He's another one of them.
Okay. That's all you need to know right there.
He said on Inauguration Day, tens of millions of Americans will say that Donald Trump's not my president. Really?
Okay. And that really, I mean.
Jolly said, I think the bigger picture for a lot of Americans over the next 4 years, you can bring in the Jack Smith report into this as well. We now know Donald Trump laid the predicate of the big lie. What is the big lie? What's the predicate of the big lie? What is the big lie?
Which one they keep? They use that title.
He invited people to D.C. He sent them to the Capitol. Oh, the big lie.
That one.
He didn't start the chaos. He didn't foment the violence. Well, you know why? Because he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Did Jolly, did you hear the speech? Yeah. Or were you busy, you know, getting your jollies?
Does he know who it was that had, tried to get Nancy Pelosi to actually have the National Guard there?
And begged her.
Yeah, and she did not? It was Donald Trump.
He invited people to D.C. He sent them to the Capitol. He's guilty in the minds of millions of Americans. His cabinet picks will be unqualified. Donald Trump will be a danger to national security.
Oh, my goodness.
The inauguration is next week, and we see Democratic senators try to push back. I don't think we saw among Democratic activists in November was defeat. I think it's just fatigue. But yeah, the American people were tired of your stuff.
Shenanigans.
Tired of your shiitake mushrooms.
Yes.
Yeah, there's fatigue, all right.
Uh-huh.
Tired of paying $4 or $5 a gallon for gas. Tired of interest rates, 9%, and try to buy a house. Tired of sending all this money to Ukraine and not taking care of Americans and American veterans. Opening the borders wide open. Creating havoc. Fentanyl deaths. Taking over apartment complexes via gangs. Yeah. The American people were absolutely fatigued of your failure to govern. And but remember, he's supposedly a Republican, or he was, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to see some hard wrestling with this question or the statement that Donald Trump is not my president. I know that conjures up some hard patriotic questions. It's not a hard question for me. Donald Trump on January 20th is definitely going to be my president.
Mm-hmm.
And I wholeheartedly support the idea of putting Americans first. I support the idea of having secure borders, both for national security reasons, which are very compelling, and just for crime rate reasons, and for the financial stability of the lower and middle class so that they can get jobs, so they're not pushed out of houses and rentals and all that stuff. This jolly guy, what a goofball. He goes on to say, he doesn't sound jolly at all. What I mean by that is Donald Trump is somebody who broke his oath to us. Well, oath to us? I knew he was going to redo trade deals. He did that.
Yes.
I knew he was going to attempt to secure the border. He did everything within his power to do that.
Yes.
He lowered taxes for most Americans. And he brought a level of peace through the Abraham Accords to the Middle East unseen before.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know exactly what oath he's talking about. Why should he expect our oath to be given to him when we've seen his willingness to break the Constitution?
What?
I love these people that are not fans of the Constitution that try to use it for cover.
Yeah.
Do you realize you can't use it as cover? You're not a constitutionalist, Jolly. And he goes on to say, yeah, break the Constitution to try to conspire to defraud the American people. Really conspire like, hey, let's pretend that the border's secure. Let's even lie, bold-faced lie to everybody. Secretary Mayorkas, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, all lie. The border's secure. There's no crisis there. Remember them saying that?
Nothing to see here.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here.
Yeah. Talk about defrauding the American people. And he says, yeah, and to cheat and pervert the American spirit and the American ideals. Why do you even care what things that are labeled as American when you're not part of the group that wants to put America first? Again, one of the worst kind of Republicans. I hope you are forced to spend a lot of time with Liz Cheney. Yeah.
We wish they could do some time.
Yeah. There's that.
Just saying.
Well, like to see Hillary first.
Well, yeah.
All right, it is 7:45. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast. Compelling and available wherever you normally download your podcast. Just click on subscribe. Coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick joins us on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Is Sky News.
We have four large fires, no percentage of containment, and the fire is growing.
Trending stories.
Changing the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America.
And why they matter.
Meta, Facebook.
We're going to get back to our roots, restoring free expression on our platform.
They spent more resources going after nonviolent protesters on January 6th.
North Central Florida's news station, on air and everywhere on the Odyssey app. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
So much going on in D.C. I can't wait to talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick, and that's coming up at 8:05. Good morning and welcome. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. It's 7:49 right now. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. And something happened recently that ordinarily would not be a big deal at all. It could be made into a big deal, and this could overshadow and supersede, even in my mind, our first black president. Barack Obama had a wonderful opportunity to tell it like it is from a man who is a man of color. All right. I know he's raised by his white parents. I'm on a roll here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But he had the opportunity because he was labeled as the first black president. and he could have reached out and spoken to, and I hate to use this term, but I will, the black community.
Right.
And he could have talked about the importance of being a father and all that goes with that, and talk about the, you know, how important education is and all that. But it'd be coming from his mouth. This guy was the flavor of the day, for sure, to say the least, right? He had the momentum. Instead, when anything that was racially tinged came up, it took, frankly, the wrong side. And he could have done a lot more with that power, with that bully pulpit. This particular thing that happened on the sideline of an NFL game is probably going to be more significant in the long run, and I'll tell you why. You've got a football player that plays for the Eagles. His name is A.J. Brown. He's a black man. He's very good at what he does. NFL players, we only talk about them when they get a huge contract or when they smack somebody or do something really stupid. Over the years, cameras have caught NFL players doing all kinds of non-football things, even on the sidelines during games. Tom Brady, remember that time he got really upset and threw his tablet? Three members of the Seattle Seahawks were fined for eating hot dogs during a 1995 preseason game.
Wow.
But this one deserves the spotlight. And Thomas Lake from CNN, I got this. Sunday evening, Philadelphia. Eagles hosted a playoff game against the Packers. Wide receiver A.J. Brown did something arguably even more intriguing. He sat down and opened a book.
What?
As the Eagles were grinding out their 22-10 victory, cameras showed Brown on a sideline bench studying a well-worn paperback. Hmm. One of the Fox News broadcast announcers chuckled, "I haven't seen too many people read books during a game." Wow. Right?
Okay.
Well, you know what the book is called? Inner Excellence. Train your mind for extraordinary performance and the best possible life. It was written by Jim Murphy, a former professional baseball player and self-described performance coach who helps athletes build mental toughness. Brown is one of the best players, really, in the NFL and one of the Eagles' best players. But he wasn't very productive that night. He was 1 for 3 in pass attempts coming to him and just gained like 10 yards. But when he took questions after the game, he was still cheerful. This may have been the first time he had been reading on camera, but he said it wasn't the first time he'd read that book during a game. That's a book I bring every single game.
Wow.
He said my teammates have a name for it. They call it The Recipe.
Okay, I like that.
Right.
I like that.
Some passages were underlined and highlighted. Naturally, viewers were curious. The Eagles have a lot of fans, and the book quickly soared up the charts. On Monday afternoon, it was number one on Amazon's bestsellers list. See, that is using your influence as a professional athlete and using it for good.
Mm-hmm.
Not like a whiny little baby having a seed or, you know, not giving respect to the flag. Just what he did there. He was doing his own thing. He wasn't doing it promotionally. He was kind enough to answer questions after the fact. But here you have a guy who's one of the top athletes in the world. And it shows, and I'll be honest with you, it shows all kids, but it shows a lot of black, Hispanic, and other kids. Wow. This guy's a millionaire. He's a millionaire. And he's still reading books? That's the big lesson. The other one is he's not happy with his performance. He wants to do even better. He's willing to absorb information.
What a concept.
To get even better at what he is already exemplary at. What a message! That, to me, is compelling. That, to me, is huge. Barack Obama had 8 years and, in my opinion, absolutely blew it in terms of trying to guide and help the black population of America. In fact, he set us back in terms of race. He did. He really did.
Absolutely. There was such an opportunity and it just was blown.
Promoting reading. promoting the idea of self-help, the idea that if you teach kids how to read well, it's an escape. It's an escape while they're reading it to go into another world that might not be all poverty, crime-ridden, drunks, you know, ne'er-do-wells, drug addicts, needles everywhere. This actually is the key. It's the key to the way out and up. Not just for black kids. For all kids. But this is something that I think President Obama definitely, absolutely blew it on. And this NFL player, really without much intention. If this story is treated properly the way it should be, and the playoffs are still going on, and the Eagles are in it, I hope this story gets brought up time and time again. Because, yeah, that's one of the great things about athletics and team sports. It's reaching out to young people. They're excited by it. They pay attention to it. Show them what their superstars do, the good stuff. Not the stupidity that some of them, you know.
The latest arrest or whatever.
Show them the good stuff.
I like that.
I mean, only if you love America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you don't care. If you don't love America, you know, don't bother. Thanks for taking us along. Maybe it's your ride to work, whatever it may be. I know you're not out in the garage doing any kind of chores.
It's too cold.
Too cold for that. Congresswoman Kat Kamek is going to join us next on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. And man, oh man, a lot of things happening in D.C. We'll get her take next on 97.3 The Sky.
Dana Lash.
I'm not here to be best friends with these people. I'm a taxpayer, damn it.
10 p.m. night.
I want a return on the investment of the money that was stolen from me and sanctioned by calling it tax.
On 97.3 The Sky.